This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We've done a series of stories the past couple of months about homelessness in Los Angeles County, about the sharp rise in homelessness here to be specific. Today, a not small bright spot. In the most recent census of homeless people in Los Angeles County, the number of veterans living on the streets fell 44%. Jeff Tyler, our reporter on the series, explains how that happened.
69-year-old Larry Daniels was forced onto the streets through no fault of his own.
We was living in Long Beach, me and my wife, and we were evicted illegally.
We had never been homeless. Never.
That's Larry's wife, Jacqueline. They ended up living in a shelter on Skid Row.
I was never so glad to get from down there.
Why? What was so bad about it?
Honey, the drugs. Them poor people living on the street, shooting heroin right there. It's a horrible scene.
Last September, they moved into this one-bedroom apartment in a brand-new building.
Everybody, when they come, they say, oh, this is just beautiful. And I'd be like, I know. I'm just grateful that we were chosen.
They were chosen because Larry is a veteran. In fact, the whole building is occupied by vets. And they all have a dedicated case manager who helps with financial issues. For example, Larry is in a dispute with an auto loan company.
They repossessed my car, mistakenly. But they wanted to give the car back and wanted me to refinance. So I told them to take the car and shove it.
Instead, a settlement was reached. Larry's case manager, Michael Edwards, is helping them to collect the money that they're owed.
We still haven't recovered the money that they was promised.
And how much money are we talking about?
$5,000.
Some of the other vets need more than just financial help. Edwards says some of the residents still act like they're homeless.
Some of them been on the streets for quite some time, and it's hard to get out of that behavior. But if they got somebody monitoring their behavior, trying to help them change their attitude, then that's what we're here for, and to keep them housed.
Vets like Larry Daniels are getting moved off the streets faster because the VA is adopting a model known as Housing First. Heidi Marston is a special assistant to the Secretary of Veterans Affairs.
It's the whole idea of taking a veteran, connecting with them, putting a roof over their head first, and then surrounding them with all the services that they need to be successful. Because it really starts with having a bed to sleep in at night and a place where you feel safe that's your own.
The VA is partnering with HUD to get veterans housed and supported with case managers. Between them, the two departments are spending around $20,000 per vet. Vince Kane with the VA says the program is less expensive than leaving a homeless veteran on the streets.
When you have them in housing, use of ERs, use of medical services, unnecessary inpatient hospitalizations, whether it's for medical care or for psychiatric care, incarceration, all those things go down.
One of the pioneers of Housing First is Sam Semberis, founder and CEO of Pathways to Housing National. He's seen success with the model in cities across the country. Now he's helping the VA and says its collaboration with HUD is particularly effective.
The HUD VA program, I would say, is the singular most effective example in the United States where you have two federal agencies for the first time collaborating on a really important social issue and actually putting in the millions and millions of dollars that it takes.
The VA and HUD are spending around $116 million a year on the program in Los Angeles. The city of Los Angeles is embracing a similar strategy. LA plans to put the bulk of its resources behind the Housing First model in its own efforts to combat homelessness. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.